This is the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Chris Little is joining us. He is a professor of plant pathology at Kansas State University. And Chris, your ongoing research on investigating SDS and Fusarium root rot resistance has run into some delays due to the COVID-19 pandemic. So let me ask, where do you stand right now as far as the project is concerned?
Yeah, so I think we've all encountered a lot of COVID delays this year with field work and closed labs and all those sorts of things. So hopefully we're getting back on track. We've got a full lab staff and a full set of experiments going on in the field this year. And so hopefully we'll be able to get things really moving. So we've done a lot of work in the lab to test some different types of assays to look at susceptibility and resistance in both commercial varieties and germplasm that's being put through the breeding program here at K-State. We found both susceptible and resistant materials, and also doing some work in the field in Rossville and Topeka, screening for field resistance as well. Another really important area is looking at fungicide resistance in these pathogens that are out there in the field, and that includes the SDS pathogen and some of the other Fusarium fungus pathogens that cause root rots. And definitely we want to test things like azoxystrobin and flutioxanil and some of the other commonly used active ingredients in seed treatments and see if there's any resistance in those pathogens to some of those active ingredients. And it turns out there's some variability there. The good news is that most of that material is going to be effective against all of your common root rot and SDS pathogens, but there are a few isolates, that is sort of strains of the pathogen, that do show a little bit of resistance when we test those in the lab.
Chris, with the project ongoing and some of the results obviously delayed, has it changed any of the objectives of the project itself?
No, we're keeping the objectives the same. I think that the main delay has been, you know, kind of in increasing our collection of SDS pathogen isolates for testing in the lab and in the field. Certainly the COVID has reduced our ability to travel and to do some of those kinds of survey sorts of studies, but definitely our pathogenicity assays, where we're really trying to test a wide range of plant germplasm, plant varieties, are certainly ongoing and top of the heap as far as priorities go.
Chris, we appreciate your time. Thank you very much.
Hey, thanks.
That is Chris Little, professor of plant pathology at Kansas State University. He's been our guest on the Kansas Soybean Update. It's brought to you by the Kansas Soybean Commission. The Soybean Checkoff, progress powered by Kansas farmers. Learn more at kansassoybeans.org. For Kansas Soybeans, I'm Greg Akagi.